in the studio with us now. Talk about sustainability. How about the fact that for a dozen or more years, we've helped to launch the Merrill W. Lynn Land and Waterways Conservancy Caring for Communities events. And the topic this month coming up in April is growing sustainably in the 21st century. And we have a great panel on board to talk about that. Diane Donato is back. She's a board member for the Lynn Conservancy and chair of their education committee. And she's head of their publicity. So welcome aboard.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
I appreciate you coming in today. And we have also in the studio, Carolyn Owens is here of the Owens Farm in Sunbury, talking about organic, sustainable farming and the joy of lambing. So welcome aboard.
Thank you, Mark. It's
good to be here. Much closer to that and tell me that lambing is underway now, right?
Yes, it is. We're up to 150 so far. Who knows what I'll find when I get home.
150 lambs?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. That's a high-volume operation. You're almost like a big-box farm or something. So just the opposite, though, in reality. So,
yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, Owens Farms, ecotourism, Airbnb, and just a wonderful place to visit. Jeff Tropp is here. He's a professor at Bucknell University, a geology professor. He's on the board of the Lynn Conservancy. And he's going to be telling us as the show progresses about some of the geological formations around here that you're lucky enough that you don't have to travel too far to see. So welcome aboard.
Thanks so much, Mark. Excited to be here.
I really appreciate you coming in. Back today is Adrian Gemberling. She's a Lynn board member and the Susquehanna Technical Coordinator for the Chesapeake Conservancy. And she's going to be leading a tour of SU's really world-class Center for Environmental Education and Research, making a big name for itself. I think global is the right word for that, making sure that the Susquehanna River is brought up, talked about, identified where issues are, studied, and sones in the water and all kinds of things, right?
Yep. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for doing all of this. All right. We'll start out with Diane. Let's start out with what is the Lynn Conservancy and tell me about the Caring for Communities.
Okay. The Merrill Lynn Conservancy, it's actually the Merrill Lynn Land and Waterways Conservancy, is a 31-year-old organization, and our objectives and purpose are to help protect significant properties, ecologically significant land, and to educate the public about environmental issues. And what we're doing here today is one of the ways that we educate people with our Caring for Communities program, which is now in its 16th year. And we have a lineup of activities all through April into May, which get people into the outdoors and talk a little bit about how we can work to make things more sustainable in our society.
All right. Well, there are a wide range of activities, and we used to say it was just Earth Month, April, but honestly, the activities start this month with this official kickoff, so that's the first thing that happens, but then the activities continue into May. May 5th is the last weekend. So let's kind of go around the table and find out what some of these activities are. Adrian, you're going to be at two of the events that's coming up on Sunday, April 14th at 9 a.m., the live stakes planting. I'm ashamed to admit that up until last week when Cindy Dunn of DCNR visited, I didn't even know what a live stake was. So briefly, what is that and tell what will happen and invite folks to that?
Sure. So live staking is a practice that's low cost and something that landowners can easily do on their own property. Live stakes are essentially cuttings of tree branches, and they root readily when you insert them into soil. So there are specific species that you can use for this. They like living in wet areas, so they like to keep their feet wet. And basically what you do is you cut off a foot and a half section of the tree branch, you remove all the side limbs, and you stick it in the ground. And that's about it. It'll grow a whole new tree.
Come on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So some examples of types of shrubs that you can use for this include red osier dogwood, silky willow, elderberry, sycamore, and river birch. And so our partnership, the Merrill Lynn Conservancy, is working alongside the Chesapeake Conservancy, Susquehanna University, and Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources to distribute 8,000 of these stakes this spring, so over the next month. and they'll be inserted across the Susquehanna River watershed along streams where they'll help hold stream banks in place and filter runoff from upslope land areas, especially urbanized areas and farm fields. And the really important thing about these tree plantings is that when they're installed in the right places, they can make dramatic improvements to water quality and provide habitat for wildlife species.
All right, fantastic. So that's April 14th, 9 a.m. until 2:30 p.m., the live stake planting taking place at 389 Old Schoolhouse Road in the Lewisburg area. If you go to lynnconservancy.org, you can get all the more information about that, and there'll be an opportunity for you to help. They're not just telling you that they're going to be doing this. This is an active opportunity. The next week, on Saturday the 20th at 10 a.m. on the campus of Susquehanna University, you're going to tour folks through the Environmental Education and Research Center there. And, boy, I tell you, Susquehanna University has as many solar panels now as they do bees, so explain what that whole tour is going to be about.
Yes, the Center for Environmental Education and Research, or the CEER, is an 87-acre property that's adjacent to Susquehanna University's main campus. And there are sort of three main things that we have going on out there. We have our Freshwater Research Initiative, which I've talked about on here before, really doing a lot of scientific exploration to understand or to provide unbiased information and data on the aquatic ecosystems within the Susquehanna River and its tributaries to state agencies, nonprofits, and the public. We also have some sustainability initiatives, including our solar array, as well as the campus garden. And then there are a number of opportunities for faculty, staff, and students to do research out on the farm property as well.
All right, so this is activities that are coming up Saturday, April 20th. Let's go back in time a little bit in terms of on the schedule. Jeff, you're going to be at the hike at the Glacier Pools Preserve. That'll be one of the things that you do. And then later you'll be touring the Shikellamy Bluffs here, the Shikellamy Overlook area. So you'll be doing that. Tell us about those two. First, the Glacier Pools.
Absolutely. Well, central Pennsylvania has a really dynamic geologic history, and that geologic history has shaped the landscape and the ecosystems that we can see today. And the Glacier Pools Preserve is a nearly 300-acre preserve where relatively recent geologic events, mainly glaciation, have shaped that landscape. Just 15,000 years ago, which is a relatively recent period of time to a geologist, this area was glaciated. We had large continental scale ice sheets. And as those ice sheets retreated, it left the ice left behind some unique geologic features that host vernal pools. That those pools are very important for local amphibians. And at this time of year, it's a really exciting time to walk around, look at the glacial deposits and see how they have created these vernal pools and observe the amphibians. So Professor Mizuki Takahashi from Bucknell University is an expert on amphibian evolution and ecosystems, and he'll be along to provide a lot of commentary on the amphibian evolution.
All right, so that the Glacier Pools on April 7th and also at the Shikellamy Bluffs. Now tell us about that. And again, you're talking about the fact that we are lucky in our own valley. We have these spectacular areas.
Absolutely. So as Pennsylvania shifted its position on the earth, the geology and the landscape really changed. In the past, hundreds of millions of years ago, Pennsylvania was near the equator, and we actually have limestones that were deposited when we had tropical reefs. It was much like the Caribbean 400 million years ago. And then as Pennsylvania moved slightly north, we actually formed the Appalachian Mountains. And at Shikellamy Bluffs, we can look at some of the early evidence of that mountain building. There are river deposits that hosted diverse fish, and some of the first fish that evolved in amphibians are preserved as fossils in those ancient river deposits. So the rocks that we look at Shikellamy Bluffs actually provide a really important record of the evolution of life and early amphibians. So on these two trips, we can see recent amphibians that are important today, as well as the very earliest amphibians in Earth history.
All right, and you're not rappelling down the side of the mountain. Dr. Martine does that, but
absolutely.
You're not doing that.
Okay. Absolutely.
Good. Okay, so we'll be safer there. All right, and Caroline Owens is here. Owens Farm on April 13th will be a place where the Sustainable Farming Tour takes place. What are you going to highlight on the farm, Caroline?
Well, our farm is 112 acres, and it's hilly. So it would be subject to erosion if it was cropped. And in the past, that has happened, not under our ownership, but in the far past. So we feel that the highest and best use to take care of the soil health and the watershed on our land is to graze animals and maintain a living cover all the time. So our centerpiece livestock are sheep, which we talked about with the lambing. So we'll walk among the sheep and show the guests how we use rotational grazing to take care of not just the sheep, but to not overgraze the land. We have heritage pigs that we raise on pasture, different management system than sheep because the pigs can be rough on the land, but we have strategies against that. And we'll either be seeing very tiny baby pigs or very, very pregnant sows. Don't know, nature has the last call on that, but we will see pigs. We also have chickens that will be in a pasture situation. So all of these animals, we raise them in as natural a means as possible because the closer we can stay to nature, the healthier they are, and then we can avoid the whole question of using chemicals or medicines because there's just not a need. And there's many other strategies that we use to arrive at that point of having healthy animals from birth. So that's the visible portion of the sheep, the border collies, the horses. The unseen portion, which we'll be pointing out, or the thing that it would be less visible, are the way we maintain the living cover for different reasons. We have dual agendas on every inch of land. Once the pigs have finished with an area, we reseed with a mixture that the sheep can graze. There are areas that we also have bees. My husband is a beekeeper, which we'll definitely be seeing the hives, and Dave has sections actually set aside for nectar sources for the bees, and I'm under strict instructions not to graze that.
Okay.
It's the farm, it's almost like a chess game with a lot of moving pieces.
Don't irritate the bees or Dave either way. Sound advice.
So that's what we'll see on that day.
All right. Well, sustainability is the key to the farm. I'm lucky enough to having been there a couple of times, and I just think it's a super place to visit. Agriculture, tourism, overnight stays, Airbnb, and you're going to be talking about a lot of other things out there. So we'll talk about that. Caroline Owens from the Owens Farm in Sunbury. Jeff Trops, a professor from Bucknell University. Adrian Gamberling, seer from the Chesapeake Conservancy. And Diane Donato, board member of the Maryland Conservancy. All the details about these activities at lynnconservancy.org. Check out all those details. We're going to talk more about this at 7:40 this morning. The upcoming Caring for Communities Growing Sustainably in the 21st Century events next month. And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We have a revision. We're up to 31 degrees right now, plus the real feels 36, and it's sunny. So looks like we're going to have a gorgeous day out there. We thank everybody for joining us today on WKOK Sunrise. We're talking about the Merrill Lynn Conservancy Land and Waterways Caring for Communities event that are coming up in April, Growing Sustainably in the 21st Century. So I'm going to ask one of our guests today, Diane Donato, run down the list of all of the activities that are coming up.
Okay. The first coming up is next Thursday at 7 p.m. Our subsidiary organization, Buffalo Creek Watershed Alliance, is having a presentation on the data collected in their volunteer monitoring program along Buffalo Creek, collecting the waters. On the following Saturday, April 6th at 1 p.m., we have a documentary at the Campus Theater. It's The Human Element, and it's done by National Geographic photographer James Balog. He's also a geologist, so Jeff can talk a little bit about him. On Sunday, April 7th at 1 p.m., we have our hike at Glacier Pools Preserve. On Saturday, April 13th, we have our annual Caring for Communities bicycle ride, and that starts at 10, and it is led by Tom Gibson, who has been organizing Caring for Communities for many, many years. On Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m., we go over to the Owens Farm and learn more from Carolyn and David Owens. On Sunday, April 14th, from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., we have our live stakes planting program. On Saturday, April 20th, at 10 a.m., we have a tour of Susquehanna University Center for Environmental Education and Research. On Saturday, April 27th, we go to Noll Spangler National Historic Farm, and we're going to do a farm tour and a native plant walk. So that should be a lot of fun. Sunday, April 28th, is our sixth annual plein air event. And plein air is French for outside, in the open air. And it's for artists of all abilities to come to our easements and enjoy painting there.
All right, Marilyn Burl and the artist,
Bobby Gorby,
are going to be here in a couple of weeks, and they'll make an appearance. So
excellent.
Sort of promoting
excellent.
That.
And then following that, on May 1st, is our annual banquet, the Maryland Conservancy's annual banquet at Shade Mountain Winery. And this is open to the public. And all you have to do to learn more is to call 570-524-8666. That's our office. Or go to lynnconservancy.org. People are welcome to come. It'll be fun.
All right, yeah, and Tom's going to be this, or I'm sorry, Jeff Tropp, our geology professor who's with us today, is going to be the main speaker. When you get an opportunity to talk to folks in a broad audience like this, just highlight the kind of stuff that you talk about.
Yeah, so we'll talk about the diverse geologic setting of central Pennsylvania, how the bedrock here records major changes in environments and sea level and ecologies through time. And from the deck of the Shade Mountain Winery, we can look out at that landscape and see some of the geologic formations that shape this area, including how all of that bedrock is folded. It was deformed when Africa collided with eastern North America and created the valley and ridge province that we live in, that's shaped by valleys and ridges as a result of folding or deformation of this ancient bedrock.
All right. That collision wasn't in the recent news. That was a few.
It was about 250 million years
okay,
ago.
So, all right. So we missed that story. Yeah. All right. So we got that. So that is coming up, Lynn Conservancy Annual Banquet on the 4th. You have the Bucknell's Native Plant Garden and Campus Farm Tour.
Yes. The campus farm is only a few months old, and it's being used, will be used as a classroom and for long-term research, but they're also going to produce food there that will be used by their dining services. And we're going to meet it at the Sustainability Center at 835 Fraternity Road. And then just one day later, Sunday, May 5th at 1 p.m., we're going to be touring Shikellamy Bluffs with Jeff Tropp.
All right, and Jeff, sort of highlight what you'll do there very briefly, recap what's going to happen at that tour at 1 p.m. May 5th.
Yeah, so we'll start in the marina, look out towards the bluffs, which record some interesting bedrock features that we'll explore and walk through as we walk up towards the bluffs. So it's a two-part tour of the geology.
Right, so you start out at the marina, and then you go up onto the bluffs.
Okay, exactly.
Where you can see forever, so you can point out all over what has happened geologically over the millennia. When you're on one of these hikes or you're talking about geology, one of the sentences you have to say is, you are lucky that you are here, because this is just a spectacular example of a geologic phenomena.
Absolutely. So central Pennsylvania, given its geologic history, exposes bedrock of various different ages, going back 400 million years. And as a result of this collision with Africa, these different age bedrock formations with various different fossils contained within them, marine fossils, non-marine fossils of amphibians, fishes, as well as different types of plants, especially in the coal region near Shamokin, give us the ability to walk through geologic time. We can walk through 400 million years of Earth history and see how things like climate change and sea level change actually have affected central Pennsylvania. So all that right. Diverse geologic history brings geologists from all over North America to central Pennsylvania.
I'd like us to drift back into a tropical zone if we can. That would be kind of...
Absolutely.
I like that from our first segment. That had a certain amount of appeal. Caroline Owens of the Owens Farm is going to be talking about sustainable farming that takes place out there. education about sustainability is what you do. Really, the farm's mission relates to that.
Yes, it is, Mark. If we've been talking about sustainability all morning, and if you just step back a little, sustainability, that means it has to go on and on. It can't end with this generation. So a lot of what we do is education and familiarizing people about what we're doing. So we have kids camps in the summer, and we have an adopt-a-sheep program where a family or individual will be assigned a sheep. The sheep stays on the farm, but the sheep becomes the lens through which the people view the whole year of the seasonality with the farm. And that's a really cool program, and we like it because we get to know the people. We have 12 months to get to know them, and the people that I could write a book. The people who do the adopt-a-sheep are just really adventurous, some interesting families. And we also offer overnight stays, and a lot of our guests are families with children, and they want the kids to experience life on a farm. And as the cliche says, it's not your grandfather's farm. This is not 12 cows belly deep in manure. A livestock farm is entirely different. It's a beautiful experience, walking out among the animals, using the working dogs, and just it's really close to nature. It's a lovely place to be, and the kids get to see that a farm can be a good place. And we do offer farm tours, special farm tours throughout the year. My husband will be leading a beekeeping tour in July. There's a sheep sorting tour in September. It's all on the website. But those are the things that keep us going. We don't want to be just isolated out in the hills. We like people.
Well, Dave has given me some advice on beekeeping. We have a beehive in our backyard, and we sustain the winter just fine thanks to his sound advice. So we really appreciate that. So he's a real expert, so we appreciate that. And Adrian, on the 14th, tell us what you're going to be doing on the 14th. Tell us about this fact that if you don't know too much about trees and live stakes, you're gonna walk away pretty informed.
So on the 14th, we're meeting out near Lewisburg, Pennsylvania on Old Schoolhouse Road. We'll be there around 9 a.m., and folks from the community can come to learn how to identify different trees in winter and how to actually create live stakes or branch cuttings and the proper way to actually install them along the stream. We'll be doing a restoration project on this property as well as one downstream. So folks can come out and learn all about this process and how they could actually do a project at home.
Wear waterproof boots.
Yes. Dress in layers, wear waterproof boots, and bring a bagged lunch.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So this should be fun. So that's the live stake planning. And then the other thing is you're going to lead the tour at, what is it, the CERC, you call it?
Yes, the Center for Environmental Education and Research, or the SEER, at Susquehanna University. So this tour is really going to be kind of driven by the folks who show up. We'll talk to them about any of the different research or sustainability initiatives that we have going. Of interest, we have a 3-megawatt solar array on campus, and we actually plan to have sheep from Carolyn Owens Farm come be the lawnmowers for that solar array. They should be arriving in April. And that solar array actually generates 30% of the electricity on campus, and it's the largest solar array on a university campus in Pennsylvania. So we can talk about that. We also have a campus garden that's managed and operated by students, and all of the food is produced and donated to organizations serving the local community. We have 3 beehives on campus, and we also have our freshwater research initiative, which is engaging students and various faculty in different stream research.
Lynn Conservancy, L-I-N, and conservancy.org, the place for more information about all of the April and early May Caring for Communities events. The theme is sustainability. Panel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for asking us.
Very much appreciated. Diane Donato, whose voice you just heard, board member for the Maryland Conservancy and chair of the Education Committee and head of publicity. Carolyn Owens of Owens Farm, owensfarms.com, so you can't get any simpler than that. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome, Mark. It's a pleasure.
And Professor Trapp, who does not go by Dr. Jeffrey Trapp, a geology professor at Bucknell University. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you, Jeff. So
you
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And Adrienne Gemmerling back from the Chesapeake Conservancy. She's their Susquehanna Technical Coordinator and a Lynn board member, as is Jeff and as is Diane. So thank you, Adrienne. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
And again, lynnconservancy.org for all of these activities.